Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Now, before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. All right. And today's reflection, there's this thing that often happens to me when I'm reading scripture where it seems like there's this entire passage that isn't really hitting anything with me, or it's not really striking a nerve, or I'm just not feeling it or whatever. And then there's like this last little line that just like gets me. It just hits me right between the eyes. And that's what happens in today's gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus is talking to the crowds and he's sharing this parable about seeds and sprouting and growing. And I'm reading it and it sounds like something I've heard a million times, but it's not really sticking out to me. And then it gets his last line and it says, "Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private." So in the Gospel of Mark today, we hear that Jesus, when he's speaking to the crowds, when he's speaking to the masses, those who are trying to get to know him, those who are kind of in close relationship to him, they've been following him, he uses parables. He won't speak without using parables. It's his way of teaching. It's a way for them to really begin to wrestle with and grasp some of the things that he's presenting to them. But it says in the Gospel of Mark today, "But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private." What a beautiful, beautiful reality it is to know that when we are close to Jesus, when we are one of his disciples, he explains everything. Everything. And it's a deeply intimate and private way of doing so. And Jesus desires to do that with us today. So with God in this type of relationship, there's this intimacy or there's this language that God uses to really help us get to know him. And that language is something that's very unique to us. The way that God reveals himself to us, the way that God shows himself to us is a language similar to that of a husband and wife who are so close to each other. They have this way of communicating, a way of knowing, a way of expecting things from each other, where it's just easier to kind of get along and it flows better. And that's what God wants to do with us. And he wants to get close to us. And the closer we get to him, the more we realize he relates to us, he loves us, he knows us, and he speaks our language. And this is a really profound invitation for us in discipleship today. So when we get to know someone, truly get to know them at a deeper level, it can really shake us at our core. There's this story that came to mind when I read this passage right away. When I first moved to the town that I'm living in now, I was getting close to some of the people at the parish, and as I got to know one of the staff people at the parish, they would always talk bad about this person. And it was a person that I knew who they were. I didn't know anything about them, but the way that they talked about this person, they're just frustrated because this was a person that had deep influence on the pastor. They had money. They had all these things, or they could influence and talk to the pastor. And it was clear that this person, it was kind of the way they made it sound, it was their way or the highway. And so they made it sound like our priest was very submissive and really only cared what this person thought. And so I had this growing bitterness. I had never even talked to this person before, but I was kind of growing in this bitterness towards this person. Well, then we had a priest come in one day, and he wanted to do these videos where he had people from the parish share their stories of how God has impacted their lives. And this man was one of the ones chosen to do one of these videos. And in this video, this man shared about this very traumatic time in his life. And I remember just weeping because I had come to know this person more deeply. I didn't know anything about this person, but this story led me to come to know this person as this person opened up a deep part of their life. And I still, probably 8 years later now, I still, to this day, as I see this person, I just feel very close to him. I feel like I love him. I feel like a desire to be with him and to know him more and more and more. And that came from getting to know the person closely, from being invited in. And he spoke a language that I related well to. He spoke of a way of loving and falling in love with Jesus that I related well to. And I wanted to be with him. And so what changed is I got close to him. I got to know him. And I want to know him more. Now, this is true in relationships as well. I think about the relationship with my own spouse, and I think she's the one who knows me better than anyone. And there's an advantage to that in light of just life in general. So there's people out there I know that are annoyed by me, and they get frustrated by me in different ways. And my wife oftentimes, she knows those things about me, and she knows I have good intentions. She knows I'm trying to be a good person, and she also knows the things that I'm just not great at. And so because she knows the depths of who I am, she can kind of just laugh it off, right? She's like, well, yeah, that's Eric. That's how he is. And he's probably not going to change those things anytime soon. So you may as well get used to it. Now, she's able to kind of do that because she has gotten to know me over time. And the same would be true of people who really have a great respect for me, and maybe they don't see or know anything bad about me. My wife, who knows the worst things about me, she could also have this patience and this understanding to say, like, yes, but you don't really know my husband. And it's a good thing to know him because I know the fullness of him. Her heart is able to communicate and to love and to be with me in a way that is very profound. It's very patient. It's very godly to be able to love and to understand another person in such a way. So today, as we reflect on this passage, I pray that we can be open to getting very close to Jesus. So that, as the gospel today says, Jesus will explain everything, that we can truly know and we can follow and we can understand the ways of God. And so when things happen in around us, we can have a patience and an understanding and a great love for those things, because those are the things of God. I pray also that we wouldn't be afraid to share ourselves with others, to allow others to get to know us, that we can love like God loves, to know and understand the way that God has come to know and understands us. So I pray that our relationships wouldn't just be surface level. We wouldn't just generally be out to kind of get to know people or understand people, but that we would truly come to know the depths of those around us, so that we can grow in love and patience and charity. And through that, we can come to understand and be explained everything, that the fullness of things would be revealed. I pray that our hearts would be open to that today. Let us pray. God, we love you. God, we desire to follow you. God, we desire to know you. Help us, Lord, to know you today in a way where we can understand and give you the opportunity to explain everything to us, that we can understand why you allow certain things to happen in this world, that we can come to understand why you have given us so many good gifts, that we can come to understand why certain aspects of our life seem to be falling apart at times, or why certain things are difficult. But Lord, then allow that understanding to give us a peace and a patience with you and your plan and your will for our lives, that we can be more free to love and embrace the fullness of who you are, that we might become disciples of you. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.